This is the Download edition of the Wall Street Update. I'm Vishal Sripathma on Wednesday, the 10th of August. Time for a quick look at the markets now. Earlier I spoke to Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street. He told me that US investors were taking bets against one of the biggest companies in the world.
One of the things that a lot of investors in at least New York like to do is go short stocks, which in essence is a gamble that the stocks are going to drop. One of the things that happened today is when the short interest came out, Apple was very near the top of the list. What that means is that the number of shares sold short in Apple went up by 6 million compared to 2 weeks ago, and that means that you're starting to get a sentiment, at least among real gamblers, that Apple stock is going to drop. The two things they may be looking at right now is that there's more and more evidence that Apple's sales in China continue to deteriorate, and the management, as Apple has said many times, that it's absolutely essential that they do well in Asia. The other thing is that there's worry that the iPhone 7 is not going to be a big deal. It's sort of going to be an upgrade to the iPhone 6, but it's not going to be, you know, the next coming. So there's a lot of anxiety about the launch of the iPhone 7 in September. And if you take those two things together, you've got people who are willing to gamble that Apple's share price will drop.
Doug McIntyre from 24/7 Wall Street speaking to me earlier from New York. And just a quick look at market numbers on Wall Street. The Dow was down 0.2% at 18,495.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.